Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
To Coraopolis, Pennsylvania, Allegheny County, the Keystone State. The midterm election much on the minds of the former Vice President Mike Pence, who was at one time governor in Indiana, then Vice President. He's also served in the House of Representatives. However, in his conversation with my colleague Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and the New York Post, the former Vice President identifies what is successful on the campaign trail, what he finds in his travels across the middle of America. And right now he's speaking to Selena about the 17th CD, but we'll travel Pennsylvania, especially the Western Pennsylvania, in these next minutes to see these same issues and how they resonate. Selena, a very good evening to you. You learn from Mike Pence, the former vice president, who's extremely warm-minded in policy, policy concentrating, that people are, they're persuaded by personalities, but they vote for policies. And what he lists as the Reagan Revolution, when he first signed up back in the 20th century, is entirely recognizable. Traditional values, lower taxes, less government in our daily lives, and a strong national defense. No surprise, Selena. Do those policies still matter in Allegheny County? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Those have always been the pillars of conservatism. They have stretched and shrunk, you know, over the years, depending on what the most important concern is at the time of an election. However, they've never gone away, and they've always sort of been the most important thing to voters when they consider who they're voting for. And that is what he has found in the conversations with voters in the 37 states that he's gone out and campaigned or raised funds for, usually a bit of both, for candidates that are seeking the House or governor's offices or Senate races across the country.
Yes, rather than do the horse race, let's follow these policies. And many of the conversations Selena's had over these last days tell the story of the Keystone State. Why this is important to Selena and myself is that I was born in the Keystone State, and so was Selena. I was born on the east side, Philadelphia, Collar County. Selena was born on the west side. That would be the Pittsburgh area. And in between is America. So we go to Duquesne, Pennsylvania. I believe this is Allegheny County as well. I might be wrong. And you spoke with Pastor Jim Nelson of the New Birth Ministries, who served as a sheriff and before that in the police department in McKeesport and the University of Pittsburgh. He calls himself a Christocrat. Translation, what do these issues mean to him, Selena?
Well, you know, the city of Duquesne, where he is a pastor, and in places like Duquesne, the church is really sort of the center of the community, because the community is on hard times. It's been decades since Duquesne Steel left the city of Duquesne, and with it all the jobs and prosperity that it once enjoyed. Duquesne sits right across from the city, or the borough of Braddock, Pennsylvania, where John Fetterman is from. And crime is a really big problem in Duquesne, but also the people who live there, majority minority, are living at the poverty level or below the poverty level. So inflation hits them particularly hard, more so. I mean, all of us are feeling it, but they feel it more because they have less disposable income to stretch. And education and school choice is also very important for these residents. They want their children to have the same achievements and abilities to succeed than kids that live in wealthier neighborhoods and towns and suburbs. And so in particular, in the Black communities, school choice is something that they find is important in their list of things they want from a government official.
Selena, because we're told on the national scale that inflation is the story, translation pocketbooks, because we're told on the national scale that crime is an issue, translation, the disruptions in the cities following the pandemic, do you hear the same thing from small town America, or do they have another... I mean, they don't have to follow the national headlines. Do they say something other than the cost of living and crime?
No, cost of living, crime, border. I mean, here's how the border hits everywhere in America, whether it's a small town, whether it's a farming town, whether it's a suburb or an exurb. Fentanyl is everywhere, and it is luring our young people and robbing families of family members with overdoses and or addictions. And the powerful images that you see of young people addicted to this, just walking down a street, is honestly, it's devastating to see someone just robbed out of the life within them.
We go to Chris Hoffman, who is a GOP chairman. This is Juniata County, Pennsylvania, McAllisterville.
Juniata County.
Thank you. It looks like thank you. These are first times for me. We should be given a pronunciation level. You were impressed, though, that I could do Monongahela when we came to it.
It's pretty awesome. All right.
So you spoke to Chris Hoffman, and he needs workers. He is a vice head of the Farm Bureau, and he says we can't find people to take care of the chickens or the pigs or to work in the fields. Is that part of the drug problem as well? Because he's eager for people to come in on work permits.
I mean, you know, drug problem is an issue across every profession. It's across every part of America, rural and urban. And finding workers has, you know, there's two parts problem with finding workers. There's a whole sort of set of people who just don't want to come back to work, or who are not uninterested in work. And then there is the other problem with our visas, in that we have such an upside down system that we allow illegals to come in freely to the country, but we don't issue the needed amount of work visas for immigrants to migrate here to do the jobs that people don't want to do. And it's a frustration in particular in the agriculture community.
And that's what Chris Hoffman is expressing, because he understands the concern about the open border, but at the same time, he has work to do and he cannot find people to do it. Let's go to Westmoreland County. This is a quick trip through Western Pennsylvania. This is Export Pennsylvania. You spoke to Lori Cortzi, Sharon Mitolo, and Jeannie Oberdorf. Boy, that's a map of Europe, isn't it? Well, several generations later, Jeannie, Sharon, and Lori work in an upscale recycle shop for localism, and they practice it by selling to what Selena says is a market that resembles Connecticut, where I am. So good for them in Export Pennsylvania, except they're concerned about fuel costs and about inflation in their store. So it doesn't matter what end of the income you're on, it's the same issue for them. Is that how to read this talk?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the inflation is impacting their customers' buying power, but it's also impacting their buying power. And it's just a vicious circle where there really are no winners. No one's winning this game. And the frustration you hear from voters is Washington is just not listening to them. They're telling them they can't, what they see is not happening.
It's important here to make a note. You spent some time with the Republican leadership when it came to Monongahela, Pennsylvania, and talked to people, including Jim Nelson. I think he signed up for that roundtable conversation with McCarthy and Scalise and the other leaders.
I actually didn't meet him there, but yes, he did.
And the question is, are they aware that if they are, if presuming that they have authority in the House of Representatives, which is really majority rule, that they will address what we're talking about and not get distracted by other issues, you know, campaigning for personalities in 24? Because this is about costs that we can all see. I believe that the price of gasoline is not entirely about the war in Europe. It's also about policies of the Biden administration, which are less than supportive of fossil fuel. So do the Republicans know this and that they need to stay on the topic if they're lucky enough to become the majority?
Oh, yeah, they know they need to stay on top of the topic. And if they don't, the people who put them in office, trust me, they will remind them. They will remind them, and they will use their voice to keep the Republicans on track to fulfill the promises that they made if and when they win next Tuesday majority, which I predict will be a pretty hefty majority at this point.
Right, but if they don't satisfy, all right, let's be specific here. The fossil fuels are part of America's success. They're certainly part of Western Pennsylvania's success. And it's so tempting for politicians who are in the news to get distracted to talking personalities. You understand what I'm saying? That personalities come and go, but the prosperity of Western Pennsylvania depends for lifetimes on the genius of working the fracking fields and the other products that come out of fossil fuels. If the Republicans need to stay on topic and not say, well, it's a presidential year, we'll get back to that once we have the White House. That is inadequate, Selena. That would be a gross, misleading campaign that we're now witnessing. If they're going to only talk cost of living when they're out of power, and when they're in power, it's don't bother us. We have to win a White House.
No, I think energy is top of mind because they understand that is the spine that is making everything else struggle at this point. And, you know, if you had one issue and one issue only to point to that really galvanizes people running for office in this country, not just in this state, it is that our energy industry is robust. And that it is successful and prosperous because it's not just the energy and it's not just the energy industry, but all the other businesses downstream of it, manufacturing, people that are making widgets, people that fix widgets, barbershops, churches, beauty salons, grocery stores, all of them are prosperous when the energy industry is prosperous. So they understand that it is the pebble tossed into the pond that they cannot ever let their guard down on.
We're going to the east of the Keystone State when we come back. Reading, Pennsylvania, with Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and the New York Post. I'm John Patrick.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-D-E-N-E-Z.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.